with your blood. Florence Delanoy, Fairy Tales and Stories. Chapter 1. As is generally known, the universe, like life, describes a wheel on whose rim 8 magical points are etched, making a complete turn the annual cycle. These points, lying on the rim in pairs directly opposite each other, include Imoloch, or budding, Lunasa, or mellowing, Beltana, or blooming, and Samhain, or dying. Also marked on the wheel are the 2 solstices, the winter one called Midinvern and Midete for the summer. There are also the 2 equinoxes, Birke in spring and Velen in autumn. These dates divide the circle into 8 parts, and so in the elven calendar the year is also divided up like that. When they landed on the beaches in the vicinity of the Yeruga and the Pontar, people brought with them their own calendar, based on the moon, which divided the year into 12 months, giving the farmers annual working cycle from the beginning with the markers in January until the end when the frost turns the sod into a hard lump. But although people divided up the year and reckoned dates differently, they accepted the elven wheel and the 8 points around its rim. Adopted from the elven calendar, Imoloch and Lunasa, Samhain and Beltana, both solstices and both equinoxes became important holidays, sacred tides for human folk. They stood out from the other dates as a lone tree stands out in a meadow. Those dates are also set apart by magic. It was not, and is not, a secret that the 8 dates are days and nights during which the enchanted aura is greatly intensified. No longer is anyone astonished by the magical phenomena and mysterious occurrences that accompany the 8 dates, in particular, the equinoxes and solstices. Everyone is now accustomed to such phenomena, and they seldom evoke a great sensation. But that year it was different. That year people had, as usual, celebrated the autumnal equinox with a solemn family meal, during which all the kinds of fruits from that year's harvest had to be arrayed on the table, even if only a little of each. Custom dictated it. Having eaten and given thanks to the goddess Melitela for the harvest, the people retired for the night, and then the nightmare began. Just before midnight, a frightful storm got up, and a hellish gale blew, in which a ghastly howling, screaming and wailing were heard above the rustling of trees being bent almost to the ground, the creaking of rafters and the banging of shutters. The clouds driven across the sky assumed outlandish shapes, among which the most common were silhouettes of galloping horses and unicorns. The gale did not abate for a good hour, and in the sudden silence that followed it, the night came alive with the trilling and whirring of the wings of hundreds of goat-sucker nightjars, those mysterious fowl which, according to folk tales, gather together to sing a demonic death knell over a dying person. This time, the chorus of nightjars was as mighty and loud as if the entire world were about to expire. The nightjars sang their death knell in clamorous voices, while the horizon became shrouded in clouds, quenching the remains of the moonlight. At that moment sounded the howl of the fell banshee, the harbinger of imminent and violent death, and across the black sky galloped the wild hunt, a procession of fiery-eyed phantoms on skeleton horses, their tattered cloaks and standards fluttering behind them. So it was every few years. The wild hunt gathered its harvest, but it had not been this terrible for decades. In Novigrad alone, over 2 dozen people went missing without a trace. After the hunt had galloped by and the clouds had dispersed, people saw the moon on the wane, as was customary during the equinox. But that night, the moon was the colour of blood. Simple folk had many explanations for these equinoctial phenomena, which tended to differ considerably from each other according to the specifics of local demonology. Astrologers, druids and sorcerers also had their explanations, but they were in the main erroneous and cobbled together haphazardly. Few, very few people were able to connect the phenomena to real facts. On the Isles of Skellige, for example, a few very superstitious people saw in the curious events a